under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate if you would do that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house answering your questions. Interesting possible topic discussion with Dr. Jeff this morning here at 9:15. But if you have any questions about your animals, this crazy weather that we've been experiencing, says it's going to be darn near in the 50s this next week. We'll be watching that and following that. And then they said we have a potential for a polar vortex coming toward the end of February. So don't take your snow tires off just yet. And we have a special that we're going to be announcing here by Royal Tire, Eric Frisky and the boys over there in Petoskey, 402 West Mitchell Street. They're going to be coming up with a spring break, complimentary, free inspection of your vehicle. Top to bottom, they'll look at tires. They'll look at alignment. They'll look at your brakes. They'll look at your hoses, your belts, everything, and especially your battery. Believe it or not, winters are brutal on batteries. If they get drained, especially all the way down where you need a jump, it shortens the life of the battery. Didn't know if you know that. Some batteries are refillable. Some aren't. They're sealed batteries, so you have to replace them. But when you go into summertime and you need air conditioning, that is a huge, huge pull on your battery, your alternator, the entire electrical system. And even now with these new cars, your computers. So, yes, we'll be talking about that. We've got Dr. Rob Steele coming on the show at the 10 o'clock hour. He, of course, is running for re-election as your RNC National Committee Man for the Michigan Republican Party. And then I'm excited, reached out and had a great conversation. Hema Kulanagridi is running for RNC chair, woman position. Unbelievable story. Just an unbelievable life story. Going to talk to her in the third hour. And then we've got some things happening in Lansing. We'll wrap up the show today with that. So get some more coffee. If you're not driving, if you're sitting at home, you might want to get out a piece of paper and pencil. Lots of websites, lots of information, good conversation this morning. Looking forward to it. So happy that you guys are part of it. And I want to mention the folks over at MAGA Water. I want to thank John and Jamie. They shipped us out some of their MAGA Water, and man, it's some good stuff. MAGA, M-A-G-A, water.com is the website. 231-818-9700. We greatly appreciate them. So we are going to get into this right now. Dr. Jeff in the house again. Any messages, text messages, questions you have for him? Yes, again, 231-818-9700. I just got a text for their phone number again. That's MAGA Water in Sheboygan. John and Jamie Davis. He's a veteran, by the way, and 10% of all proceeds go to the veterans. 231-818-9700. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Dr. Jeff in the house. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Checker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital there in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's on your mind this morning, Jeff?
Well, I kind of So I was kind of texting you the other day is something I think that we need to – a lot of people don't realize is happening, especially kind of our little bubble up here in the north. But it is something that I have watched over the years progress. And this is the attack that we are having on animal agriculture. I mean, really, it's really our food source is sure. What it is. And what happens is you get out, of course, California is leading the way in this. Big surprise there.
Right.
passing different laws. A good example is, didn't they just pass something that they want any truckers that by, 2030, any semi-trucks that go into California need to be, electric or something like that?
Yeah, by 2030. Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. That's going to work.
Right.
You know, only if you have to deliver within 50 miles.
Yep.
So
well, that'll stop real quick when they run out of toilet paper and toothpaste and no more fresh fruits or vegetables or meats coming into the markets.
Yep.
Yeah, that mandate will go away real fast.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing because California has just recently passed a requirement for hog farmers that if you are going to sell pork into, even if you don't live in California, if you're going to sell pork into California, that you have to follow California's standards, which the standards are, they have, the people that pass these things have probably never even touched a pick.
Exactly.
And have no idea what the industry is. Actually, a little disclaimer here. That was my bailout career if I didn't get into vet school was pig farmer.
Did you experience that as a young man interacting on the farm with the pigs? Was that something you actually experienced yourself?
Not as a young man, but but while I was in college, when I was an undergrad, I worked, obviously my degree is animal science or animal husbandry.
Yep.
And I worked at the dairy farm and the pig farm and the horse farm. And, you know, I liked working at all of them, but I don't know. Pigs were neat. I liked them. Of course, back then they were little money makers. You couldn't go wrong.
Just turn around,
make money at them. But now it's kind of changed. But so now California is pushing this, and now Colorado. And basically, there is a group. It's called the Cavalry Group. You know, like cavalry horsemen.
Sure.
You can go on Facebook. They got a page on Facebook, and they are. And there's several groups like this, but I just kind of want to start raising the flag and I need to pick this banner up, especially because we have a lot of agrarian people, living here up in the north.
Sure.
And get on it. They are advocates for farmers. One of the ones they're pushing is what happens with these animal rights people, they start targeting. Oh, they'll target one thing. Like right now, rodeo. They want to target rodeo. Okay, rodeo's cruel, yada, yada, yada. I'm like,
and we have so many rodeos up here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, and as somebody who has actually touched a rodeo horse, worked on rodeo horses. I mean, I've worked on it before and bucking horses.
Yep.
Those horses are not, and we know this, they're not abused. Now, do injuries happen? Yes, injuries do happen, but it happens in anything. And I had a client whose horse got injured in its own paddock. Anybody that has horses know that they have like a self-destruct gene, So yeah, I mean, it happens, but with the cowboys and the stock handlers and the stock companies do everything they can to protect, because these horses are worth big money to them too. You know, you get a good bucking horse or a good bucking bull.
Sure.
I mean, people show up to the rodeo just to see the horse or the bull,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
see if those cowboys can make it 8 seconds. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing that this group, get back to the Calgary group. What is the Calvary group? What is it exactly they're all about?
So what they are is it's an organization, and what they do, they have founded it, and basically it's they advocate and they defend for the constitutional and private property rights of law-abiding animal owners and animal-related businesses. And this is the interesting thing. This is the hook how they're going to get you. And part of this, I've never been a conspiracy theorist, really.
Yeah.
Until the stuff started turning true. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Everybody called Noah a conspiracy theorist until it started to rain.
Yep. And that's how they do this. And I know this because, remember, I work in animal cruelty cases. What they'll do is they will accuse a farmer or rancher of abusing their livestock. When they do that, now law enforcement comes. Law enforcement can come and take the animals without a warrant. If that animal, or you get some vet, and you can find somebody that'll do this, that there are veterinarians that are animal rights veterinarians, and they will say, yes, that horse is being treated cruelly. You need to take that horse. I mean, I have done things like that in the past, only though when it has reached the point where I have to do something or the animal is going to die. And I've already tried to work with a client and they're ignoring me. You know, it's the old adage, ask, tell, make. So I ask him, hey, you know, you really need to take care of this. Next step, you need to take care of this. And then the third step is I'm taking the dog. You know, so I have high standard for that. You know, I try to work. Our goal is to work with a client. So they,
well, get it's their animal.
Yep.
You're just saying, hey, you need to change the way you're treating the animal this way. This needs to change. And if they don't respond, then, and it continues to get worse. I mean, you got to do the humane thing for the animal.
Yep. So what these guys do, though, is they will use this as a hook to harass farmers and ranchers. This is happening a little bit more out west than it does around here.
Yes.
But as we have seen through COVID, through the dangers of having a what they call vertically integrated food system or a centralized food system, and with more and more people growing vegetables, having chickens, having a pig, you know, raising a steer, that's why this private, those animals are your property, as your private property. And they, by kind of contorting the law, that is how these animal rights people get in there.
Well, they use lawfare every step of the way for whatever the agenda policy is they're pushing, Jeff. They are doing that everywhere. It's not just animals' rights. It's all over the place. I got a text message. Let me make sure I read this right. Does Dr. Jeff offer artificial insemination of swine, or can he teach a farmer how to do that? It is even a more practical way to breed without needing to always rotating the boars. I know it's a crazy question.
Yes, I can teach you how to do it. It's real easy.
It's actually
real easy. That also, well, what it does, like they're saying, it increases your ability to now use a broader genetic pool. Okay, you don't have just one boar around.
Right.
Plus then you don't have a boar around because sometimes they can be not friendly.
Sure, absolutely.
We had a couple at the pig farm I worked with that I was a senior farmhand. And I was the only one that, I think Tank was his name, big hamp boar, probably about 700-800 pounds. And I was the only one that was allowed to go in there and clean his pen. Cause I guess after I cleaned it for a while, I was talking to the manager. He's like, how come? He goes, yeah, that pig's killed at least two people. Okay. Thanks for telling me.
Right.
He goes, you can just read an animal enough. So what I do is I go in there and I throw Oreos into his little hutch there. And
sure.
So he'd go in there and eat the Oreos so I could scrape the pen out real quick.
Wow. And he liked the Oreos good enough. You got him trained that he liked you then.
Yep. He at least associated with that. So,
wow. Here comes the Oreo cookie man. Yep. Oh, that is too funny. Hey, I got another text message for you talking about pigs. Any particular reason why some of our pigs are not eating their normal amounts? Is the weather affected possibly their eating habits?
Weather can affect it. We've seen food intake go up and down, especially pigs that are kept outside, you know, or not in, because we had them at the barn, you know, we had them inside and mostly and, you know, in a climate controlled area. So they were pretty consistent. You know, but if it's a recent like drop, you may want to call your veterinarian and the, you know, are they, And I guess it depends what kind of pigs.
Oh, okay. He just texted me. Okay. They're outside animals. Yep. And he said with the milder temperatures, are they thinking they don't need as much fat on their body and have naturally slowed down? I guess maybe that's the way he's looking at this. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that can make sense, because if they're outside, they're used to it, and they're, because it's not gotten cold, their energy demand has not gone up, so then they're not going to eat as much energy because they don't need as much. So
Gotcha. Because he's trying to fatten them up for this spring and was kind of concerned. Okay, that is great information. So I will definitely get back in touch with this farmer friend and tell him, do you need a farm day visit with him to show him how to do it, Jeff? Or is that something he can come see you or talk over the phone?
He can come
how do you want
see
to
her.
Do
I can
that?
Even do it over the phone. It's really... really easy.
Okay, very so, good. Excellent. Good.
Michigan good. State, yep. I think they still have their boar test station down there, will sell boar semen to you, and there are multiple places around here. So,
okay, and then the other question, what you're saying is then by not breeding the same boar, you're going to actually make the family tree healthier is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're going to increase the different types of family histories into the lines.
Yep.
That would actually provide him with healthier animals when they come, right?
Yep. Yep. And you can pick then, suppose you want to start getting bigger litters. You're going to have certain boars that are going to tend to throw bigger litters. When you look up, there's all kinds of stats with the semen companies and with the horses. Well, not as much the horses, but at least the cows and the dairy cows and beef cows and the swine.
Yeah.
You know, litter size, litter rate, how many wean. I mean, there's just all kinds of data that you have on there. So I'm like, I want bigger litters, or I want smaller litters but bigger pigs, and you can kind of mix and match and use your breeding program to get what you want. So
that is cool. It's all that scientific nowadays.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. Good question. I learned something. I didn't know that was the case, because I know Grandpa Bishop and Lapeer, man, dealing with those boars were not fun.
No, nope, nope. Yeah, we had one that we would collect, because obviously you have to collect the semen from him. And when he was finished, he'd come after you. So you always had to kind of keep an eye on him. And as soon as he was done, he's like, whoop, you could jump out the gate.
So, wow, unbelievable. Wow, yep. That's interesting. Well, we got to know a little bit about Dr. Jeff's background. You were going to be a swine farmer. That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, this group sounds like they're supporting and defending farmers' rights.
Yep.
This absolutely unbelievable lawfare attack.
Yeah. And it's not just farmers. Colorado right now has a pet registry bill that they want everybody to pay $100 per animal annually to register their pets to the department.
Are they considering farmers livestock pets?
Yeah, or just any animal, just as an animal. So even if you had a fish tank with 20 fish in it,
yeah,
that's what, $2,000.
Oh my God, in California or Colorado.
This was Colorado, even, although Colorado's kind of become little California at this point. So
amen. Well, so is Michigan here in about 7 days. So,
yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, Dr. Jeff's in the house. The number is 906-635-5910. I'll text it to your phone so you have it. 906-635-5910. Store it. Dr. Jeff, brother, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.